Hello, this is AM 590 The Answer with your host, Anthony Patrick, Roadmap on Real Estate. My company's New Harvest Ventures and New Harvest Realty, Inc. Our BRE number is 02013694. You can reach us at 909-694-2221. And one of my team members or I will personally answer your phone call or email me at anthonypatrick@anthonypatrick.net. With any real estate questions or concerns. And yes, we buy houses for cash. We do all everything you can imagine in real estate. We can sell your home. We can pick up a home. Hey, Mindy, I know this is not like of the norm, but we're keeping Mark McDermott here from Sound Equity Inc. for our last show because there's so much more to talk about in hard money real estate. And I wanted him, like we were talking during the break and why we're going forward is like, you have to build your team before you build your real estate dream. So we're going to go over that too. So Mark, again,
that's awesome.
You know, maybe say hi to the listeners here. And if there's anything you want to say.
We're happy to have Mark back and he gave us lots of good golden nuggets and we're back for some more.
So round two. So I'm excited. So, hey, if you're just tuning in again, it's our hard money lender and we're going to be talking again. Now, there's so much to learn about hard money and traditional lending, but that's the big key, I believe, to success is money, right?
Right.
Like money, no money, no honey, they say. I don't know, back in the days. But again, our show is going to be about the difference from traditional bank lending to private lending and hard money lending. So there's three different lendings, or are there? We're going to talk about that here today. So Mark, again, tell us about the company, Sound Equity.
Yeah, Sound Equity. We are a private real estate lender. We have offices in California and Seattle. I'm based out of Seattle, but work with you down here in California. So happy to be in the sunshine in California. But again, a private real estate lender. And so we work exclusively with very sophisticated borrowers and investors that have been doing this for a long time. That's the most important thing to us is the borrower track record. And we help them leverage their capital so they can do more with it. The last time we chatted, you gave the example of having $1 million, you know, and I think we figured out that if you were just buying single family homes, traditionally, you could get maybe two and a half. Whereas, you know, investor like you, Anthony, you could parlay your million into 10 homes. Correct. Leveraging private money like Sound Equity.
So your company, how do they reach you? And again, talked about it on the first segment of the first show, but there's so much more to learn. And that's why we kept you to go over. Now, how do they get a hold of the company?
Best way, online, soundequity.com. You can also email us at info@soundequity.com. We've got a team of people that monitor that inbox, that alias. And you can reach us toll free at 888-490-4450. All of that's on our web domain at soundequity.com.
Okay, so for the people that didn't tune in last week, I'm going to go over some of the questions. And they're a little bit more of the norm questions that people want to know about hard money. So what's the difference? And here it is.
Yeah,
it's simple. Financial lending, traditional financial lending to hard money and private lending. Just let us know all about that, please.
Yeah, so where you would use private money or hard money is to leverage your capital to be able to make investment grade real estate decisions. The traditional lending has its place. And so if you're buying a single family residence as your primary residence, a vacation home, or you have an investment property that you're wanting to hold long term, that's a great place for traditional lending. Where we come in is if you need to make a decision quickly or you need to make a purchase quickly, you need to make a highly leveraged purchase. So we give you, Anthony, 80 to 90% or up to 80 to 90% leverage on the properties you're buying, which is substantially more than a traditional lender is going to give you on an investment grade property. So that's where we play is on the highly leveraged side. So, you know, don't call me for a traditional single family residence primary mortgage or your primary residence mortgage, but if you're looking at leveraging your capital to make investment real estate purchases, that's where we fit.
So, Mark, I got a question, and Mindy, you know this. So, think about this: if I use hard money, right? So, I have a bank statement and everything, and I'm going to send an offer to 1122 Boogie Boogie Avenue. I don't care, whatever it is, and it's a cash offer, right? And I'm going to offer X. Then you have the traditional offering Y. But I'm going to close in 14 days.
Yep.
The traditional is going to close in 45 days. They can fall out of escrow. Mindy, I know, you know, we're going to most likely going to take the cash, mm-hmm. right? So that's a great leverage tool. That's why we were talking last week about the toolkit. That's a great toolkit. So I know I don't need it, but because I've been in the business for over 22 years, but do you offer like some type of tool for them to use when they make an offer? So like some proof of funds?
Yeah. I don't think we've ever had to do this with you, but I have other borrowers that I've done this for where if it's someone that we know, we've already vetted them, or we've done some deals with them, they will ask us for a proof of funds letter. And we're happy to provide that to help them go get leverage in the deal. Because, you know, if there's two offers and they're both for the same price, the seller is going to take the quicker money every single time.
Exactly.
And so that proof of funds letter can help buy that little bit of time in order to get our loan closed. And as you mentioned, if it's a traditional loan, it's going to take a long period of time. And there's a lot of paperwork. Whereas, as you know, when you work with us, you bring us a deal and, you know, we have it closed in 7 to 14 days.
Okay, here's something for the listeners. I know I have a track record, blah, blah, blah. So let's just talk about someone who's, you know, wanting to invest, because, you know, they show on TV investing so easy and, you know, it's, you know, flip a home in an hour, and that's not true. But, and then again, it's like, hey, there's people out there lending on 3 points and 13%. Yeah. It's just like, that's just outrageous, because there's no, the deals today aren't as lucrative as they were before, as you know that. So, you know, we're in and out on these properties. That's why we're trying to do so many. But at the end of the day, is what, could you tell us the step-by-step process, you know, here in maybe in a couple minutes if you can, but let us know, like, what do they have to do? Like, hey, I want to call you guys. How do I get money for my first deal?
Yeah, the first deal one is tricky. There's two things that I suggest, and you and I have chatted about this, not on the show, but
where you're going.
Many of our phone calls.
Yes.
Number one is the team. One of the things that I respect about you and makes it so easy to do business with you, I always tell people I get to do business with you, not that I have to do business with you, but I get to. It's because everything is consistent every single time. And so you have the people that you work with. I can pre-fill it out. I always verify, but I can pre-fill it out. I know who your insurance person is. I know who your escrow person is. I know who your title person is. And I know who your construction team is, because it's consistent. And so that to me, from the outside and working, that was one of the common golden threads with our best borrowers, is that our best borrowers at Sound Equity, they all have a consistent team that they do business with. The other thing that I would say for a first-time investor, and you and I have had some of these conversations as well, is don't go it alone. I mean, build your team, but get someone that's done it. And there's a couple reasons for that. Number one, if you get someone that's done it before, they know what the pitfalls are, and they can help guide you through it, so you never have to experience the pitfalls. But the other thing, and this is from a more selfish standpoint, from a money lending standpoint, first-time borrowers, you know, as you said, they're going to get gouged with the rates. This is going to be 3 points or 4 points, and, you know, 12 to 15% or something like that.
So we were going to talk about the rates. Could you explain how the rates work? So, like, let's just say 2 points, mm-hmm. and 10%, hypothetically.
Yeah. So the way that private money works is that there are points. So that's a fee that you're going to pay up front, which helps mitigate some of the risk that we take on for doing the deal. So just to make money simple, if it's a $100,000 deal, and in your case, if it's 2 points, so that's 2% of the full loan value that's paid up front at closing, so $2,000.
Correct.
And then if it's 10%, and this is an important thing to note, that's a big difference between traditional lending and private lending. So if it's 10%, you're paying interest only, so it'd be 10% of the loan for a year. So if it's a $100,000 loan, you're paying 10% of that. In most cases, the loans are a year, but that does not go towards principal. It's an interest-only loan, which is one of the ways that it helps with leverage and cash flow while you're making your investment.
Great, great, great. So again, what are junk fees too? So I know we're junk fees, because I see junk fees go up to like $2,000.
That's another buyer beware thing.
Right.
If you've not worked with a particular lender before, they should be upfront with their junk fees. What we do hear from new borrowers all the time, or new investors all the time, is that they'll go into the loan and then they go to closing, and all of a sudden there's a miraculous, like, $2,000 that's in there. Wow. We disclose ours up front. You pay it once, and it's basically to pay for the administrative costs that we incur to underwrite a loan, which is substantial. We've got a whole team of underwriters that put our doc sets together and ensure that everything goes smoothly for the borrower. So
great, great. So you've been listening to Mark McDermott from Sound Equity, Inc. Now, we're going to come back after the segment, but we're going to talk a little bit about my bus tour, the 3-day bus tour coming up here in November. But hey, listen to me again. This is very important. You have to do your due diligence when it comes to hard money, because there's a lot, I don't want to say this, but I'm not. There's a lot of different people out there. It's for them, and about their investments. You know what? With Mark's team, they work with you and they'll tell you if it's a deal or not. And that's what I love about them. But again, you got to build your team before you build your real estate dream. Like we had Sam Hagen last week. We have Mark this week. We have Joe Hood with the insurance. We have Brittany and Kayrie and Dusty from Luxuresco. You have to build your team. So we'll see you after the next segment. Hello, this is Anthony Patrick, the owner of New Harvest Ventures and New Harvest Realty. I've been blessed to be a real estate investor and mentor for 15 years here in Southern California. I've learned the art of flipping houses from the ground floor as I started as a handyman. I've helped hundreds of people across the country achieve success in the real estate industry by sharing with them what I have learned. God has blessed my beautiful wife, Mindy, and me with our marriage of 25 years and our real estate business. We are excited to share all we have learned by helping others with their real estate needs. Tune into my new show, Roadmap on Real Estate, here each Sunday at 10 a.m. If you need help in any way with real estate or any questions about investing in real estate, please give me a call at 909-694-2221. Again, that's 909-694-2221. Or go to my website at newharvestventuresllc.com. Or you know what? Email me at anthonypatrick@anthonypatrick.net.
AM 590, The Answer.
If you're just tuning in, this is Anthony Patrick, Roadmap on Real Estate. We are located in Rancho Cucamonga, and you can get a hold of me at 909-694-2221 or email me at anthonypatrick@anthonypatrick.net. My guest today is Mark McDermott with Sound Equity, Inc. Now, we're going over hard money. Again, 2 weeks ago, we were with Sam Hagen, and we were talking about traditional loans. But right now, before the break came, we were talking about building your team. And I was talking about luxury escrow. We were talking about all the team. And again, Sound Equity is part of our team. You need that team. And again, you talked earlier about how important it is to just like ride the wave, right? It's not like you're going in circles. And a lot of times the people won't get the paperwork and blah, blah, blah. So again, what is in that paperwork? I'm trying to ask you questions. I know this already, but in the people's minds, like that are there and like listening to our show and like, what, you know, credit scores, paperwork, you know, a lot of people make excuses like, oh, the paperwork's too long. The dog ate my homework, you know, type of things. But it's just, I don't want them to be scared of the situation of hard money, because I know they probably heard of, you know, when you Google, don't use hard, you know, you'll Google hard money when there's a lot of people don't use hard money. Mm-hmm. Those are the people who lost money that I've actually read into
probably.
That. It's because they didn't know what they were doing. And that hard money company let them do exactly what they knew they were going to do was fail. That's what I like about you guys. You don't let people fail. So
can
you explain a little bit more about that?
Yeah. We have a number of software tools that we use to make sure that our borrowers are making good investment, because we don't want it to go belly up. We don't charge skyrocketing rates, but we only work with experienced borrowers. And so that's why, I mentioned the importance of the team, because I get to see what our best borrowers do, and they do the same things, is that they have a team. The other thing is that if you haven't done this before, partner up with someone that has, so they can help you avoid the pitfalls, and you'll get better rates, and it'll ensure that you don't fail. But you know, we look at every single deal. And, you know, as I mentioned in the last show, I don't have to look over your shoulder, but we still run your deals through our systems. So if there's something that seemed off about it, we would tell you. It's never had to happen with you, but I have other borrowers that have done 10, 15, 20 transactions where every once in a while they bring us one that's like, you know, you're not going to make what you normally make on this deal. You sure you want to do this? Or you're in an area that you don't normally borrow in. Is this, you know, and it doesn't look like it fits the parameters. So there's things that we look at, and, you know, we realize that the market's tough and it's competitive and it's harder to find a deal. So you get people that are, you know, maybe going outside of the areas that they normally do business in. One of the other things we've seen is you specialize in, you know, kind of that first time buyer segment.
That's the only way.
But you've seen a bunch of your competitors, I'm using air quotes that you can't see, but
right.
that have gone up market to doing, you know, $1 million and $2 million homes. Okay. Well, that's, even if you've done 50 transactions, you haven't done 50 at that range. So, you know, that's a different risk profile. So that's why we've got these tools in our, at our disposal to help us determine whether you're making a good investment decision or not. Because at the end of the day, we don't want to end up with the asset. We don't want you to fail. What we want to do is have you succeed so we can continue doing business over and over again. And that's what our model is.
And the tools. And then I highly recommend, you know, them to do their due diligence over and over again. Mm-hmm. Because how many times, and we're going to talk through something here. Okay, so Mark, I'm bringing you a deal. I'm picking it up for $300,000. And, you know, I got to put $50,000 into it. And then you send someone out to go look at the property because that's what you do.
Yep.
Right, to get in. It's like... And then they're saying the ARV, Mark, all day long. I know this area. It's 450 all day long. Hey, guys, you're pulling comps. And if you're familiar with Rancho Cucamonga, you know, you have Baseline and Foothill Boulevard. It's like they're pulling comps where the residents above Baseline, it's a little bit more. And they're like going off, justifying off those comps. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way.
No.
And you come up and it's like, you say, you know, hypothetically 445, we see 425, and you said the rehab is $50,000. Do you realize there's foundation and roof issues and it's near a railroad track? You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. it's like, so that's the worst thing, because I've had guys yeah. come to you that, you know, some of my students, and we had to turn them, you know, but I just said, hey, no, don't take the deal, because they thought it was good. They went behind me and like, hey, I wanted it with you. So
there was that one that we worked on earlier this year where, was it Bear? What's the Big Bear?
Big Bear.
Remember?
Big Bear. Yes.
And I said, hey, have a look at this. You call, I think that you called me 2 minutes after you got the email, like, that's not a deal.
Yeah, no, it isn't. It's just because Big Bear is a different, okay, listen, Big Bear is a different animal. You know what I mean? It's like it snows, it does that. You know, there's certain people that live in Big Bear. There's certain people that live in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
But everybody lives in the IE. You know, my wife and I were driving in today and say, last year, do you realize 1 million people left Southern California?
Yeah, they came up here.
No, right? They left Southern California. But what about the 2 million that just moved into Southern California?
Yeah, right.
So it's like so funny about that. But it's like Southern California is just a great place to live. But in all reality, do you also lend money out of state?
Yeah, we do. So I'm actually based out of Seattle. So when you're talking to me, I don't get to see you very often,
right.
But we're on the phone constantly. But most of the time when we're talking, I'm in Seattle. So we lend up and down, you just call it the West Coast. So,
right.
But California and Washington are our primary markets. We also work in Utah and Nevada, Arizona.
Arizona is a good place. And Texas is a really hot area.
Yeah.
Since they had the floods and they're rebuilding the over there and stuff like that. I've seen a lot of people go out that.
Yeah, it's interesting. You had one of your students call me earlier this year with an Arizona deal.
Right.
I can't remember where it was in Arizona, right. But
I believe it was Phoenix.
Yeah,
it
sounds right. Uh-huh. I didn't personally work. I passed it off to one of my teammates.
Right.
But yeah, I appreciate that, by the way.
No worries. But hey, you can, like I said, you can use hard money anywhere. You know what I mean? They haven't got to the moon or Jupiter yet, but that's their next borrowing
start
money.
Building
up
houses,
there.
We'll be there.
but hey, listen though, I want to make sure you guys understand. We continued on this segment because it's very good. You need hard money. Now, I don't know how a lot of you that have millions of dollars or $300,000 or $400,000 in your bank account. And if you do, it's usually for your child's fun or your retirement or whatever, you know, for your dog's, cats. I don't know. But again, hard money is really good. And like I said, if you Google hard money, you're going to have haters out there. But I was a hater at one time. I must admit, Mark, I'm sorry. But at the end of the day, I love it. And I'm
until
blessed
we
to
found
have
you, Mark.
Yeah, definitely. I am blessed to have you guys. But again, I want you to know I talked about my bus tour. It went really well, but I'm going to have another one in February, so I'll probably have you come out again.
We'll be there. Count on us.
But again, this is something that we got to understand going over what we talked earlier about building your team, and it's so important because, look, if you think about this, we have – so what we do is I go out to the property, check it out. I bring my crew out there, my contractors and everybody who needs their windows, AC. We go over the property, roofers, whoever need. I know 100% of the work because I used to do this. I started as a handyman back in the day. So that's where you kind of, you know my story. I was a handyman and I was a home inspector and I did all that. I worked from the bottom floor from getting bit from spiders for falling through roofs. And all of a sudden I was blessed and God turned my whole life around. With my wife and everything, we built our team. And again, it's about the team. And from there, after that, we tied up the deal, made sure it was great. And then we sent it to you guys and you lent us the money. And there's a house in Rancho Cucamonga right over here near Home Depot that will be closing here in the next 2 days. Yep. You know what I mean? So can you talk, we're coming down to the end of our show, but can you just give them some words of wisdom about hard money and let them know, just a couple disadvantages and advantages, because we're winding it down here. But again, I appreciate you coming on the show and maybe give some words of advice.
Yeah. So let me start out with a disadvantage. The disadvantage is our capital is more expensive than traditional bank financing. But the difference is we're going to give you better leverage on your property. So we're going to help you make your money work harder for you and preserve your cash so you can leverage that cash to go buy more investment grade properties. The other big advantage that we have is the speed by which we move. So we mentioned that, when you bring me a deal, we're funding it in 7 to 14 days. So we move quickly when it takes 14, it's usually because someone says we want to close on such and such date. But our goal is that we shoot for 7, and we hit it a lot of the time. So, and we get to be a part of your team, which we really appreciate. I love doing business with you. But part of our job, maybe not so much with you, Anthony, but a lot of the other folks is that we look over their shoulders, so we become a part of that team to make sure that that's a good investment. So my words of advice is that definitely when you're in the real estate business, especially if you're doing fix and flips, which is such a big thing now, for better or for worse, all the shows on HGTV,
right?
Because it brings a lot of people that don't have the experience set, and it kind of glamorizes it, makes it look easy. Really research your team. If you have a team, these are people that you want to have a consistent business relationship with, and are they going to look out for you, or are they looking out for themselves? Are you partnered with the right people? Because we're not the cheapest in the world. Oh, we're certainly not the most expensive.
Right. I agree with that.
But, we talked about that when we had lunch last time I saw you, which is, we're not the cheapest, but we know what to expect from one another. And, I hope I make your life a little bit easier by doing a good job by you. And that's the thing, whether you use Sound Equity or not, and we hope you do. It's not for everybody. If you're a first timer, we can't help you. But once you get some under your belt, or if you partner up with someone that's got some deals under their belt, make sure you really want them on your team. Are they going to look out for you to make sure that you're making a good investment? You're going to get what you need to do to get out of it.
Great, great. So you've been listening to Mark Dermott from Sound Equity, Inc. Again, thank you, Mark, for showing up today. And actually, this is your second show, so there was so much to talk about. Again, I'm Anthony Patrick with my beautiful wife, Mindy, and we want to say thank you for joining us. And again, we'll be back next week, and we'll be talking about, what are we talking about next week? Do you remember, Mindy? It's insurance, right? With Joe Hood Insurance.
That's right. Yes. And we appreciate Mark, and both of you bring lots of value. And for that, that's totally priceless.
Give us a call at 909-694-2221. Or email me at anthonypatrick@anthonypatrick.net. And we're here for you. I just want to let you know we are here for you. We'll guide you through thick and thin, and we'll help you with any of your real estate needs. Have a great evening, day, or whatever time you're listening to this. And God bless, my friends. Hello, this is Anthony Patrick, the owner of New Harvest Ventures and New Harvest Realty. I've been blessed to be a real estate investor and mentor for 15 years here in Southern California. I've learned the art of flipping houses from the ground floor as I started as a handyman. I've helped hundreds of people across the country achieve success in the real estate industry by sharing with them what I have learned. God has blessed my beautiful wife, Mindy, and me with our marriage of 25 years and our real estate business. We are excited to share all we have learned by helping others with their real estate needs. Tune into my new show, Roadmap on Real Estate, here each Sunday at 10 a.m. If you need help in any way with real estate or any questions about investing in real estate, please give me a call at 909-694-2221. Again, that's 909-694-2221. Or go to my website at newharvestventuresllc.com. Or you know what? Email me at anthonypatrick@anthonypatrick.net.